This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Anthony Davenport is the author of Got Your Score and Insider's Secrets to Understanding, Controlling, and Protecting Your Credit Score. Anthony, sometimes I think people feel helpless about this score.
That's because no one ever learned about credit scores in school or from their parents, and credit is being used now to determine everything. Most employers are looking at credit. Even they're using FICO scores now to determine your home and auto insurance rates, yet no one was told what the perfect credit profile looks like, how many credit cards they're supposed to have, what kind of balances to put on them. There's so much misinformation. So that's why I wrote this book, was to really kind of pull back the curtain and say, this is how the game is played.
Okay, Mr. Oz, why did this become the thing to do, though? What made this so vital and crucial? Were people in cahoots to make this happen? How did it come to be?
Yes, and it's a very simple explanation. It's all about money. Because now they can use a credit score to put everyone in the same boat and say, if you don't have exactly what we want, we're going to charge you more. So the average American has a credit score of just beneath a 700. But if you have that score, over the course of your lifetime, you're going to pay several $100,000 extra in interest versus someone who has an immaculate A-plus score. So it's a big deal.
What's an immaculate A-plus score?
740 or higher.
You're kidding.
And there's a profile behind it. They want you to have the right mix of credit cards and other lines of credit and have the right age and all things that they don't want you to know. It's definitely something they don't want you to know how it works.
I hardly ever talk about this, Anthony, but this girl right here has over 800.
That is a sexy credit score.
Thank you very much. Tell me about how employers can justify using this, and how do potential employers gain access to your credit score?
In many cases, you give employers the right to pull a credit report on you. They're not supposed to be able to see your score. They're not supposed to take that into account. How or why that's used, I couldn't tell you, because there's no correlation between an employee that has a low FICO score and, you know, the fact that they're going to be late to work or anything like that. And there's no correlation to say someone with a low credit score is going to be a worse driver. But it gives them the means to say, we're going to charge you more, despite the fact that, I mean, a lot of my clients make millions of dollars. They're not a risk to not pay a bill, but now they can say, ooh, because of this unknown thing in the system, we can charge you extra money.
It's so crazy. Let's talk a little bit about some easy peasy ways, Anthony, to get this score to be a little bit better. And how can it rise, either by what, tens or hundreds, if you do go in there and you take a serious look at it? And you're entitled to get a free one every year, is that right?
You can, but I mean, this is a whole other part of the book, but okay. The credit scores that you can get as a consumer are not the same as lending institutions use. So you have to get the real deal report. I made it a pretty hefty part of the first chapter on how to get your hands on it and how to read it, but then how to improve it. It's going to surprise you, but 65% of your FICO score has nothing to do with whether you pay your bills on time. Nothing. And the 65% is what's easier for you to control.
Okay.
So if you learn that stuff, like paying a credit card balance down here or there, that can make a profound impact on your score in a pretty quick fashion versus if you have late payments and blemishes. You know, I teach you how to fix those too, but that takes longer time.
Okay. How many credit cards should the average individual have in order to look attractive in their credit score?
So I recommend that you have between 5 and 7 total trade lines, including credit cards, like mortgages, auto loans, with a couple credit cards mixed in. And you want them open at least 2 years, but the longer the better. They're kind of like friendships that can vouch for you.
5 to 7 total, including your mortgage and your car?
Yes, yeah, most Americans have 11, which is too many.
Okay.
They like you not knowing this stuff.
Okay, and because I thought if you had, say that you did have 11, but you were meticulous about them and you did pay on time, why is that still considered to be bad news?
In some cases it can be because then you have the ability to rack up a lot of debt very quickly, and they don't want you to do that. They're afraid that if you have, you know, $100,000 available on your credit cards, maybe all of a sudden you run into an issue and you need to use all of it, you know?
Okay, so they're just worried that you have the potential to quickly escalate it. Now, someone wants to know, if a student has a bad mark on credit and the loan company won't remove it until the loan is paid, what can the student do? The student is paying the loan.
So they're behind on their student loans currently, or?
No. Mm-mm. They have a bad mark. They're paying the loan, I guess, in a timely manner, but they won't take the mark off, even though they're current?
Yeah, there's a lot of different options, and it really depends on you know, where they got the loan from and then what their current status with them is. Believe it or not, if you've had issues with a loan that's backed by the federal government, that's the best kind to have because they're the most willing to work with you and say, hey, we don't want to hurt your ability to repay us at some point in time. So if we can correct and rectify your credit, that may help you be able to, you know, get other debt and be able to pay us off faster. So I have a whole chapter on how to deal with student loans because that's something that virtually all of us have to deal with now.
Okay. And when we go to get a mortgage, for instance, Anthony, what should we be anticipating when we go for that? I mean, what's going to help us the most when we're a new home buyer and it's our first time out? And that's a huge amount of money that you have to get sometimes. So what should you be doing in order to prep for that?
The first and most important thing you have to do is a minimum of 90 days in advance. You have to get your hands on the same credit report that the lender is going to look at. And it's not the one that you can get from the credit bureaus. It's not the one that comes from Credit Karma or from freecreditreport.com, even though the commercials are cute. You have to get the real report. And then, you know, I have like a 90-day credit slam to help people get prepped for it so that you get the very best rate on your mortgage, because it could save you a couple hundred bucks a month on an average loan if you make sure that your credit score is beautiful and looks the part before you go in for that mortgage application.
Okay. And mine is really good. And even when I had to get money for my kids to go to college, and I didn't think my loans were that, I didn't think my rates were that great. Is there a way that I could say to them, are you looking at the right thing here?
Yeah, you can first obtain the real report, because what you may be looking at is not the same thing that they're looking at. So get the real report, learn how to read it, figure out how it needs to be positioned when you're going to apply for it, because in many cases they're not giving you the best rate, even though you have a high likelihood of paying them back.
What about medical debt? How does that figure into your life?
Oof. We hope that Canada invades and gives us their free health care, because our system is not right. But at any rate, it affects 35% of Americans. We have medical collections, and it's usually people that have health care. And another thing that I'll tell you on how to deal with this, almost everyone deals with medical collections incorrectly. If they're on your credit report, the worst thing that you can do is simply just pay it, because it's like admitting guilt, and it plummets your credit score and makes it look like it's a brand new item. How that makes sense, Sue, I have no idea,
makes no,
but that's
sense
the way
at all.
That's the way it works. So the whole thing doesn't make sense.
So how are you supposed to handle that?
Well, I had to lay out almost an entire chapter of the book to deal with collections, because it depends on what type of collection it is and how it originated and what you say to them. But for starters, you don't want to pay the collection unless they're willing to delete it from the record like it never happened. And you have to arm wrestle them, and, you know, I arm you with some ammunition on how to do it, because almost everyone faces this issue at some point.
It is exhausting, isn't it, Anthony, to be a warrior on behalf of yourself?
Well, you know what? I was a banker for 10 years almost, so this is my way of atoning for my sins by helping consumers. So I provided a guidebook on how to deal with the baddies.
How do your colleagues feel about that? Do they think that you're telling tales out of school or no?
Like other people in the credit industry?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have the benefit of working with people that, even if I hand them the book and say this is how to deal with things, they're not going to do it on their own. They pay people to do that. So other people in the industry are happy that I'm sharing credit knowledge and talking about the systems, but they're not so happy I'm giving away the secrets.
Anthony Davenport is the author of Your Score, an Insider's Secrets to Understanding, Controlling, and Protecting Your Credit Score. And the book is very reasonably priced, and I think it can help people very, very much. We thank you for your participation in the show today. It was great to talk to you.
Thanks so much, Sue.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.